The Iranian foreign minister has rejected the White House accusation that Tehran was long violating the 2015 nuclear deal. Mohammad Javad Zarif posted a one-word tweet asking, seriously? He was responding to a White House statement that said Tehran was violating the terms of the nuclear agreement even before the deal's existence. On Monday, Iran said its low-enriched uranium stockpile has exceeded the limit set by the 2015 accord and pledged further actions in the coming days.
Iran has announced that its enriched uranium stockpile has exceeded the 300 kilograms limit set by the 2015 nuclear agreement. The news was also confirmed by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The move comes following a previously announced plan by the Islamic Republic to reduce its commitments under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said decreasing commitments would not be limited to exceeding uranium reserves, explaining that the measures are taken within the framework of the JCPOA.
The first phase of this timetable regarding the stockpile of uranium and heavy water is being implemented. We'll also implement the next phase, which concerns increasing enrichment level to beyond the current level of 3.67.
Scaling back the commitments comes in response to the U.S. hostile behavior and the European countries' weak actions to save the nuclear agreement. In May 2018, the United States unilaterally withdrew from the accord and reimposed sweeping sanctions on Iran's economy. Since then, the European signatories to the deal pledged to keep the accord going and allow Tehran to bypass Washington's sanctions. Britain, France, and Germany also set a mechanism for financial transactions with Iran called INSTEX as part of their efforts to salvage the deal. But Iran says that's not enough and the EU needs to do more. Iran's oil minister Bijan Zangane said without the oil money, the mechanism won't work. Analysts believe that the Europeans might be willing to save the deal, but they don't have enough power to do so.
I think Europe may be willing to try to salvage the deal, but I'm not sure they are able. You know, the problem is the U.S. has such a massive economy and obviously a massive military. The U.S. really is able to dictate how things go in terms of the international economy.
The IAEA has verified Iran's adherence to the nuclear deal for 15 times. With the U.S. withdrawal and Europe's inaction to save the agreement, Iran seems to be the only party living to the terms of the deal. It's now up to Europe to take more serious steps towards saving the deal and convince Iran to backtrack from reducing its commitments.